I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head up north to the Sand Lake Wildlife Refuge and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And has the, some kind of winter weather and wind brought any more migration into your area, Don?
It's brought a little. We have not been able to see the big numbers like we anticipated with the weather we had. So we're just slowly building. You know, we're starting to see some more snow geese, but by no means have we got huge numbers of snow geese yet. We lost a few dark geese, but still have a few of them around. And we're building some mallards, but nothing like we're expecting before it's all over.
Any type of pheasant hunting in your area or in your travels?
Yeah, pheasant hunting pressure has been low, so there hasn't been a ton of people out, but those that have are getting some birds here and there. I think most of Brown County looks okay for pheasants this year, or comparably speaking to other areas of the state, but we've got a few roosters around, that's for sure. If somebody's looking to chase some roosters, Brown County might not be a bad spot.
In your area, shallow wetlands, or many of them froze up?
Oh, absolutely. If they're not dry, they're frozen. We've lost anything that does not have depth. I was just over by Webster, in fact, yesterday, and even over there, some of their bigger wetlands, if they aren't deeper ones, they were frozen. And so we'll see those open up different days and then freeze again. But for the most part, anything that's shallow is going to be frozen.
How about as far as migration numbers of everything around you on the refuge?
Numbers-wise, we've got, a few thousand snow geese, nothing huge. I saw some nice flocks down by Scatterwood Lakes here yesterday, so they actually had more than what I'd say we have on the refuge. Our swan numbers are holding strong, around 500 or so. We got thousands of ducks, but they're spread out, and it's, we got a lot of shovelers, and they don't leave the lake. They just sit there and eat all them invertebrates in the lake, and the mallards are the ones that are leaving the lake, and we got 10,000 plus or those, but that's really nothing compared to when we really get good, which it looks like maybe early next week it's going to get some weather up north and we might get a push here for next week, which would be real nice.
How about for the bird watchers besides waterfowl, bald eagles migrating around? How are you looking there?
Oh, that's a good question. And we do have some bald eagles around. They tend to follow the major migration of the snow geese and other birds. And so we're seeing a few more bald eagles around. You just kind of got to drive in the areas that are open on the refuge right now, which is Highway 10 and 117th Street. And you'll be able to see waterfowl. You'll be able to see some eagles. And so the refuge also right now is open to archery hunting. And that's still got, 10 more days or so, or maybe a couple weeks left to go for that on the refuge itself before we open up our gun seasons for deer.
After you finalize your second meeting, I believe tonight, how long before you think there'll be something, some information out on what the refuge might do as far as future access?
Right, yeah, our first meeting is tonight. And
oh,
then our
first one.
Or second is tonight. You're right.
Okay.
And we're taking all that information from our two public meetings, and then we're going to kind of compile those and see if we can come up with a plan. We're still going to get that input at the meetings before we, can say anything for sure.
Yeah.
Right now we've got nothing for sure. We're going to take that information from these meetings, and we're going to see if we can find something that's compatible with the refuge and the purpose of it.
Well, Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife at the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge in Brown County, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And Bryce, first of all, in the area, still diehard pheasant hunters from in-state or out-of-state, still you seeing some pheasant hunting pressure?
Yeah, every weekend it seems that there's some pheasant hunters in the area. Even during the week, I would say we probably have more non-resident traffic, just trying to miss the crowd a little bit. But no real changes as far as the pheasant hunting success goes. Corn harvest is maybe a little bit further along than it was opening weekend. Temperatures are about the same kind of wind condition. So we haven't seen a whole lot of change in harvest, but we're really encouraging people that if they want to come out and hunt pheasants, wait till the snow flies, wait till this corn's out, give yourself a little bit better chance to find those birds, especially on public ground.
Well, waterfowl, you being out and about in different parts in and out of Cottington County, are you seeing snow geese, mallards, or divers move into the area at all?
Yeah, this week has been an excellent push for waterfowl. Cottington County continues to be one of the premier spots in South Dakota right now, better than I've probably seen in the 5 or 6 falls that I've been here in Watertown. So that's really exciting. A lot of birds staging on just about all the big bodies of water, Long Lake, Dry Lake by Florence, Grass Lake, and like you said, a mixed bag. Divers, mallards are starting to come down, and then we've seen white front snow geese and, of course, Canada geese mixed in there too.
I imagine fishing, the weather hasn't even been very good at time for most days or nights for even shore casting.
Yeah, when it's too windy to pheasant hunt, it's really too windy to be out doing much of any fishing. But on the calmer nights after work, you'll see some folks out, especially at Lake Compesca there around Lunkers, fishing off the bridge. Everybody seems to be catching fish. Most of them are smaller walleye, smaller white bass, but you always hear rumors of some bigger fish over 20 inches being caught right there. The water's up a little bit at Goose Lake. The Grover Road's been a decent place to cast, but yeah, it's hard to find a night lately where the wind's not blowing you away.
Well, this time of the year, I know with deer season a few weeks away, though, for the rifle season, we have a problem some years with poachers or spotlighting, any of that activity.
Yeah, there seems to be a little bit of an increase the last week or 10 days in spotlighting activity. So we just encourage people to not do that. You can spotlight recreationally with no firearm in your vehicle up until 10 o'clock. But after that, all spotlight activity has to cease. And if you are going to partake before 10 o'clock, the main thing is make sure you don't have any firearms in the vehicle.
And how about deer vehicle accidents? Are they average or up?
Yeah, it's starting to scoot up a little bit. That definitely means that the rut is maybe coming up. The more car deer accidents we see, the more those deer are moving, especially during the day. We're definitely starting to get more and more calls of car deer accidents, so that means the deer are moving.
Bryce McVicker, CEO out of the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Now we head up to Grant County, Milbank, South Dakota. Jamie Peck, Elder Conservation Officer. And I imagine boating, maybe a little slow, but maybe some shore fishing for walleye, at least on Big Stone Lake?
Yeah, the boating activity really shut down here at this last week of wind that we had. Stirred the water up quite a bit, too, so it made it a little tough for to see anything. But there's a few evening shoreline fishers, and there's a few guys out there in the boat yet, still targeting some perch and some walleyes in the evening.
Well, how about the power plant or Big Stone Lake proper or Bullhead up there by Wilmont? Are the mallards and the geese migrating in at all?
You know, there's a few geese on Bullhead up by Wilmont. Not a lot up there right now. There was a couple nice bunches of mallards out on Big Stone within the last week, but they've kind of moved on too. And the power plant, the east evaporation pond has been holding some geese there.
That's not iced up, huh?
Not well, it wasn't as of a few days ago.
Okay.
It could have a skim on it after the last day and a half.
How is your pheasant hunters? Have you had many people out in Grant County, to your knowledge, chasing pheasants?
Pretty slow. There's been a few guys out. As the corn's coming out, I'm seeing a few more guys all the time, but it's actually pretty slow going. I'm seeing more archery hunters out than actually pheasant hunters.
How about your deer and vehicle traffic? Is that increasing as rut nears?
Yeah, about every week you're seeing more and more collisions, and the body shops are seeing more vehicles coming in with damage.
Time to slow down after dark a little bit then.
Well, after dark and all day long, the way it looks.
Okay. Jamie Peck, Elder up at Grant County, the CEO up there, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Black. Well, I imagine in Day County, an hour between Watertown and Day County, it's a lot more hunting than it is fishing by boat or shore.
Yeah, though we've had a lot of wind lately and, you know, some cold weather. So, we're not seeing a whole lot of fishing pressure. Still, maybe a few people getting out in the evenings, casting from shore. Just a little bit of time there. Maybe a couple boats here and there. I've heard, a little bit of activity up on Wall Bay, but that's been about it. Just not a lot of fishing going on. Like you say, most people are now concentrating on the hunting. Still seeing a fair number of ducks in the area. Things like a lot of divers have moved in. I'm starting to see a few mallards working some cornfields as that gets harvested. We're starting to see some of the mallards, and, there's still some geese in the area.
Have you seen any large flocks of snow geese?
No, I saw one flock on the ground one windy day, and there was probably, 75 birds in it. So no huge flocks yet. I imagine they're yet to come.
This time of year, is that northwest side of Bitter Lake good for casting like it is maybe the Grenville Grade or along Rush Lake or that southwest part of Blue Dog? All those places should be a place to catch walleye, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I would sure think so. We don't have a lot of flowing water anymore, but there's still a trickle here and there, and it still seems to attract some fish. So those areas definitely are places where you want to catch some fish, give them a try. You might catch a pretty good-sized walleye as well.
What's ironic is Lake Impesca is a few inches below full, and the last few years it goes in at least 2 foot or more below full, but I think that's looking good now. But Day County, maybe 1-2 foot, all the lakes are going to go on to freeze up pretty low.
Yeah, we held our own this late summer and fall because we had some pretty good precipitation. Otherwise, we would be going into, winter with pretty low water levels. We are definitely below where we were a couple of years ago. But most of the permanent water lakes, we should be pretty good for winter kill. But there's going to be some of these marginal ones that, maximum depth might be less than 6 foot, where there's potential for some winter kill on those this winter.
And last question, pheasant hunters, are they faring a little better with some corn coming out?
Yeah, I'm hearing some reports that they're getting a few birds. It's still pretty tough. I've been out a few times, and I have yet to pull the trigger on a pheasant. So not a lot of birds around, but you put your time in. Hopefully you will find a few to shoot at.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, thank you. Now we travel down to Brookings Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, as far as probably a little shore fishing or boating, weather permitting, but waterfowl is the main, I think, push for sportsmen now. And what are you hearing about migration in? From Brookings down to Kingsbury Lake and maybe north of Sioux Falls, what's it looking like?
We first heard Shane Van Bockeren out of Kingsbury County said there was quite a push into Kingsbury County last Friday, and then Saturday I hunted and a number of other people around the office did, and it sounds like as long as you could find some open water or break some open water, you shot ducks around the entire region. That was all the way down to I-90 corridor there. One guy was hunting out by Epiphany, and they shot limits of mallards and teal, and others up around Brookings. I was hunting up around Ponset. A lot of ducks in the area. I think there still are, even though you get up north of Brookings here, and about half the sloughs have ice on them right now, so you kind of have to find an open one. Just a good migration, good mix of ducks right now. As far as shore fishing goes, they're still fishing West Highway 81 Lake, and they're picking up some walleyes there in the evenings and after dark. They're also fishing that west end of Oakwood Lake, West Oakwood Lake there by the culvert along the road that heads up towards Ponset, and that seems to be a daytime bite, and just still fishing crappie rigs, maybe tossing a jig. Campbell's kind of been hit and miss lately. Talked to some guys, they've had good days, maybe those warmer days, and not so good days. But if you hit it right, they're still picking up some walleyes and an occasional perch or pike there. further south, the Madison Lakes have been kind of quiet lately. I'm sure you could still pick up a few fish there from shore. And right around Sioux Falls, pretty quiet for fishing down there. Really haven't gotten a lot of reports. One report out of Wall Lake, west of Sioux Falls, they were picking up some walleyes there.
Hey, Dave, have you talked to people, GF&P or friends that are hunting about any large concentrations or big flocks of snow geese at all?
You know, we haven't had, I haven't heard any reports or concentrations of snow geese around the region yet. You know, I know even as of a couple weeks ago, a few guys shot at a few scattered flocks, but I don't think there's been any buildup yet that I've heard of.
Any surprises, or still a lot of hard work to find pheasants?
You know, the guys I've been talking to have been actually pleasantly surprised with the number of birds they're seeing, hearing. I mean, it's not easy, but gosh, you know, when we've been duck hunting in the mornings, if you get a still morning, there's quite a bit of cackling, crowing going on, and I think folks are shooting some birds if they go out. They're at least getting a shot or two.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County. Dan Sternhagen, a conservation officer with the Game Fish and Parks. Well, I imagine the boat fishing is just about over, but how about a shore fishing? Maybe, you know, Ponset or Albert or Norden, are you seeing anything there?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing, especially on Ponset, we're seeing a lot of people around the lake. Anywhere we got access or public land that butts up to the lake, we're seeing plenty of people fishing from shore. Success rates, you know, are doing pretty good. Smaller walleye, occasional larger walleyes. Albert, I really haven't seen a ton of people at all on that lake. You know, with boating really coming to a close this year, you know, shore fishing, I just haven't seen it out there. And Norden's been really quiet. Really, no one's been fishing up there.
Clear Lake,
yep. I just drove up by Clear Lake the other day and noticed boat ramps or the boat dock is pulled. So my guess is there's that bite's really going to start to taper off now that people can get out on the boats. I have heard of a few guys still going down there with that late night bite. The fish, you know, are definitely on the smaller end, you know, but better fish elsewhere. So,
as far as pheasant hunters, are you seeing them out and about this week?
Yeah, it's, what was that, Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it was, really windy. I think it was Sunday. It was, really busy for the type of weather they were having. It was spitting rain and blowing, and I was finding quite a few groups out and about. Some guys are having some success that last hour of the day, especially where there's still standing corn. Other guys that I talked to that were hunting like that Sioux Ponce around Dry Lake, where the corn has been harvested, they were picking up a few more birds throughout, you know, midday. So it just kind of goes to show that the sooner we can get the corn out of the fields, I think that pheasant hunting is going to really pick up here and have some good success rate.
You've got Dry Lake there north of Ponset and then Mickelson, and of course Ponset, Albert, Norden, Marsh. There's a number of other larger wetlands, but they should start holding lots of mallards and even snow geese and maybe some good numbers of hutch or honkers. Have you seen much of a migration yet, Dan?
I haven't seen much of a migration. I have seen some of the bigger lakes start to pile up. For example, looking over at like 3 buck, I was seeing quite a few birds out there that first real cold morning where the smaller ponds really started to ice over. So, you know, and then just the other day, I had another friend that was going to go to another small pond, and they ended up didn't get to hunt because it was completely froze over. So I think if the weather holds true and it's going to keep being cold and things are really going to lock up here for us, I think those definite bigger lakes are going to start piling in with some larger numbers.
Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of the Game Fish and Parks office. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information, throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.